It's time for Zonk. Zonk. Zonk.
Hello and welcome to Zonk. I guess what a working day is like. I'm gonna walk down to the rehearsal space now.
Lazy Bones. Machine Gun Kelly. 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 Lazy Bones. Machine Gun Kelly.
Thank you. That's one way, like, one reason I like it.
Dog code in the International Village. It's not a district. It's not a neighborhood. It's a mall. In between downtown and the downtown east side, by the Chinatown Stadium, SkyTrain station. Historically empty. Save for the food court and the movie theater. I walk the hot dog code through the second floor corridors, a negative zone, home to a cat cafe, International House, import export. Things you don't see in malls. I walk the hot dog code through the core fitness area, office furniture displays, immigration services, woodcut models of international landmarks. Through this empty hallway, someone has spilled their McDonald's. Coffee spilled all over the floor. French fries soaking up the creamy brown liquid. I walk the hot dog code through the International Village. Consultants, contracting, doorways with logos but no name, find and seek, arts galleries, office furniture shoved against the window, barricaded, the notary public, emergency exit. And then we're back at the food court. I walk the hot dog code through the International Village food court. Street food, teriyaki beef, taco time, Sri Lankan, authentic Thai, black bean and salsa salad. Blazing sushi, party platter, $43. I used to get bubble tea here. There's nowhere to get bubble tea here anymore. Times change.
Now it's time for Zonk. Zonk.
Thank you. He's walked out without buying anything, headed west on Davy. He noticed there was still office space for rent upstairs from celebrities. It'd be an ideal spot for a private detective's office if he ever outgrew his shared space in Gastown. He hadn't spent much time on Davy Street. A few times he'd been here, he'd been on his way to visit Henry, his old writing partner turned actor. The signs all felt familiar to him, and it took him a minute to figure out why. Odyssey, Fountainhead, Hamburger Mary's, Denny's. He didn't know there was a Denny's on Davy. But the other places he'd read about. Daniel Zamparelli's Davy Street translations. It was on his desk in a pile with James Crumley's The Last Good Kiss, Ross McDonald's The Chill. Detective fiction was good for on-the-job reading, kept his head in the game. But poetry was good for the time in between. And it was all in between time now, waiting for the phone to ring, procrastinating paperwork. Once the job starts, Aesop imagined in his daydreams of being a proper, hard-boiled working PI, he could only read something with forward-moving action, if only as a way to mark the time. Poetry was too dangerous once a case was underway. Who could afford the risk of existential crisis poetry might spring on you?
My name is Harry Call.
But now Aesop found himself a literary tourist, gawking at the places he'd read about in a book of poems. To him, in this moment, Zamparelli's Davy Village was the equal of Paco Ignacio Taibo's Mexico City, Martin Beck's Stockholm. Detective fiction had always been a form of tourism for Aesop. Zamparelli's poems about Vancouver scratched the same itch as Ross McDonald on California, Richard Price on the Lower East Side.
Kids, dogs,
Aesop stood there at the corner of Davy and Thurlow, a detective now himself, nearly, walking through the scene from a book he'd read. He was at last the literary character he'd always expected he was. A book of poetry wasn't quite a cheap detective novel, but here he was, a cheap detective. Aesop wanted to be Lou Archer, Ross McDonald's super competent, cool private investigator. In McDonald's own words, so narrow that when he turns sideways, he almost disappears. Aesop tried it out. Turned sideways. Still here. Took a step back, get flush against the wall. Still there. Aesop resolved to try again tomorrow. Besides, Aesop could almost hear his sister's voice. Trying to disappear is no way to start a successful small business.
And besides, you're not up on your private eye literature.
I ain't going back to Milwaukee, a double fed.
Now it's time for Zonk. Zonk.
gaze at the sun for a second. Across the street here, in this long circle, get to those porticos. Seconds. That's where it goes in. Yeah, just doing a little craft fair today. It's a ring of clover all blooming at once. Next to Chessman. Across 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, Wearing the green headphones. Little green men. Wearing the green headphones. Little green men.
Now it's time for Zonk. Zonk.